Distorted View Daily proudly presents Angry Jews on Public Access.
Welcome to Judaism, the series, there, viewers. How dare anyone meet with the Antichrist, this Pope? He is the Antichrist. His name is Ratzinger. R-A-T are the first initials. Ratzinger, R-A-T. That's his name before he changed it to Benedictine. Benedictus. Fui! The crook, this anti-Semitic Pope. Yamach Shamam. Shame on you and your pulpit. Rabbits, not rabbis, rabbits. And so you need to do your thing. It is your responsibility. It'll be your accountability. When you reach 120, let them pay her. Let them drop dead.
Hey, freaks, it's Wednesday, June 25th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, God smokes crack!
Big sale crack!
Ma'am, step
Big
back!
Big sale crack!
Step back!
Plus, lazy cannibals and Captain Jack Sparrow is a pothead. All of this plus your emails on an extended edition of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hi, dear.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing quite fine. And how are you?
I lost my uncle several years ago, and I was just wondering if maybe he wanted to speak to me or had something to say.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you can help me with that.
Okay, go right on.
Okay, his name is Scott Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
We all called him Uncle Dick, though. He was a great man. He always made me laugh. He did these tricks with his finger. He made his finger disappear,
uh-huh.
And he would say, "Oh, it feels fucking fantastic. Look at that. Do you see what I'm doing? Did you see what I did?"
Uh-huh.
And
very strong guy. You know, he was a very sensitive guy. There are a lot of things there that I feel that he held responsible for. He felt that things are not too, you know, didn't go in his favor.
Right. Like life, for instance.
He wants you to know that his presence is around you.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to know that he cares. There's something about a house. Did he own a huge house?
I think it was a double wide. That's bigger than a normal trailer.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of money. Hidden secrets.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of secrets could a man who stuck his finger in his dickhole have? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you're willing to come clean with that one, I mean, everything else seems like small potatoes.
Yeah. Oh, God, man. Oh, sticking my fucking finger in my dickhole, man. Did you see that? Did you fucking see that, man? Did you see what I did? Man, I fucking stuck my little finger in my fucking dickhole.
Good job. All right, hey freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Wednesday podcast. Got a great show for you today at the top of the program. Oh man, we've got a brand new Dating on Demand clip. This was sent to me by Brian. Brian introduces us to Big Lee.
The woman I'm looking for, I'm actually like the same things like I do. I'm very cultural. I like going to museums.
Big Lee is a retard!
Woo!
It was bound to happen eventually, and I'm so glad someone caught it on tape.
Things like I do.
No.
I'm very cultural. I like going to museums.
Oh, he looks like a big fat retard, too. Something's wrong with his upper lip.
Going to the symphony.
Someone was a product of Operation Smile.
And sometimes going to concerts at Meriwether.
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 She concerts at Meriwether. The worst date I ever been on was...
I can't imagine any of your dates ending well, quite frankly, at least for the other person. How sad is it knowing that every single date you've ever been on has been the other person's worst date ever? Oh, it's heartbreaking. And just for the record, Lee is 30 years old. His occupation is listed as video game designer. And you know that's a lie.
I like to play video games.
Same thing.
The worst date I ever been on was the time when I was out to a restaurant. And my...
What restaurant were you at? I'm curious to know if I've ever been to that restaurant as well.
Girlfriend started having a manic phase.
What? A manic phase? What you call a manic phase, the rest of society calls a tragic realization. I'm dating a window licker! Ah! Get me out of here! I'd start hyperventilating too. Alright, let's continue on here.
The funniest thing that ever happened to me on a date was a woman hooking up with me at the Comedy Factory. And a comedian cracking jokes about it.
Some easy jokes there.
My guilty pleasure is me and my ex, right? She go to strip clubs and everything. The most jokiest thing about me is making video games for them and getting paid for it. My pet peeves are a woman that doesn't have a sense of humor. The thing I would like to try, which I'm afraid to do, is extreme cliff diving. The most sexist thing...
Did you say extreme cleft lip diving? Gonna take a very special woman to take that kind of plunge. Alright, and now he's going to describe the sexiest thing about him.
The most sexist thing about me is my intelligence. I'm a sucker for a woman that's kinky like I am. Oh. But that likes to be tied up to the bed and everything like that.
Oh, jeez.
I think it's really hot when a woman that is a goth like I am. I think you should date me because, one, I'm very intelligent.
Oh, is that a mustache, maybe? I can't tell what's on his upper lip.
Two, because I know a waiting woman's heart is diplomatic poetry, and...
Please recite some poetry.
Three, I am very romantic and everything.
Especially when you go to a restaurant, he's very romantic.
As well.
There you go. That's Big Lee for you. Someone sent me, and I apologize I don't have your name in front of me here, they sent me a clip from the Bill O'Reilly program, the O'Reilly Factor or whatever, from 2002, featuring Insane Clown Posse's Violent J. Take a listen.
Do you care about the audience?
I care very much about the audience.
All right. You said yesterday...
Did your nuts drop yet?
Did you drop your testicles yet?
To like a 10-year-old or something.
Do you care about the audience?
I care very much about the audience.
All right.
Ooh, you said, oh my God, Violent J is a fat slob.
Yesterday.
He looks ridiculous with his little clown makeup on. Oh my God. Oh, that's so sad. I want to like these guys. I really do, especially when they ask like a 12-year-old, have your nuts dropped yet? But I can't get past the makeup. Big roly-poly fat guy in white makeup.
Testicles yet.
Ooh,
right.
To a 12-year-old.
That's right. That's exactly right. Show me the neighborhood where a 12-year-old kid doesn't know what a pair of balls are yet. What neighborhood or what fantasy are we living in where you think your 12-year-old kids don't know what that is yet?
I know.
See, I've said that before many times, too, when people say, oh, what are you doing to the kids? What if they hear this? They got news for you. They hear things that are 10 times worse in the schoolyard. So I agree. I agree with these guys, definitely. But they still look a little too fruity for me.
Doesn't know what a pair of balls are yet. What neighborhood or what fantasy are we living in where you think your 12-year-old kids don't know what that is yet?
I know, but what good does it do that kid at 12 to hear you say that to him?
It's like a relief, like, yeah, you're treating me like, for real, it's real to the kid.
I see what he's saying. I don't know about their music or their little dressing up, but sure, okay. Oh, Zan sent that in, I remember now. Zan from Chicago, so thank you very much, Zan. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. It's Distorted View's member site. Yesterday, members got a bonus episode of Distorted View Daily. Here's some of the stuff you missed.
I would not to date a guy who was pretty. I want to date a guy who had lots of money. Ah, I can't control it. Ah, devil wheelchair.
What? Next to the Surfer's Paradise Police Station? Sounds like a fun place, man. Why does that police station have the name of a bar and grill or something like, come on down to Surfer's Paradise. Shrimp's on the barbie, and so is justice. How does one pronounce two H's in a row? And then there's two T's, and then a G and an A and an R and an A. Chaderska! There you go. Today on the Sideshow, members will receive 10 to 15 minutes of extra DV content. We call it an extended show. If you want to hear it, sign up now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Got three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from the Czech Republic. Andrei Morova, a 7-year-old boy from the Czech Republic, was locked in chain to the cellar for months by their mother, a member of a group called the Grail Movement. He was caged, beaten, and gagged to stop him from screaming. As if that wasn't bad enough, the boy was then partially skinned and eaten.
I want to get a picture of you losing your
flesh!
Hey,
oh my god! I love how the mother chained her kids up and then just partially skinned them, you know, when she wanted a snack. Just gonna take a little skin off. I'm just picking. I really should go on a diet. Kids screaming, yes, that's a fantastic idea! Why don't you fast for a few days? Better yet, go grocery shopping. You don't want me. Triscuits are good. Put a little cheese on that. Yeah, why don't you go to the grocery store and unhandcuff me from the furnace? Yes, he and his 9-year-old brother, Jacob, were locked and chained in the cellar for months by their mother, a group of the Grail Movement. The abuse involving members of the religious cult was uncovered by chance last May when a neighbor's television baby monitor picked up graphic pictures of what was happening next door. Morova had the monitor installed so she could watch the abuse from her kitchen. Oh, I don't want to go down in the cellar. It's cold and damp. Besides, I've got so much work to do up here cleaning. I like to eat my oatmeal in peace. I just want to glance over once in a while and know that my babies are doing okay. Being partially skinned and eaten by my cannibalistic cult. Mmm. Baby flesh. Police were called in and the two boys, as well as what appeared to be a 13-year-old girl, were freed. Can't really tell for sure. Her face was chewed off. Yes, the girl actually later turned out to have been one of the alleged abusers. She wasn't 13, she was 34 years old. Her name is Barbara Skrlova. She subsequently fled to Norway before being brought back to the Czech Republic earlier this year. Morova has admitted abusing her children, but she said she had been manipulated by Skrlova and her own sister, Katrina. No word yet on if the waves were involved. The accused are Clara Morova, her sister Katrina. Thank you. Barbara Skrlova, her brother Jan Skrla, and a friend named Jan Turek. So there you go. They're all members of the cannibalistic cult. That basically, when you think about it, destroyed the lives of all of her children, both physically and emotionally. She horrifically skinned her children alive. And now these poor babies are going to have to grow up without a parent and suffer the repercussions of such heinous physical and emotional abuse. Yeah! Everything's gonna be okay! Thank you for that feel-good music, Katrina. And the waves. One of Andre's fingers is coming back up. Second story we have for you today comes from our most fucked up state. Stay with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
A lot of people are wondering what's going on in the world. There's so much war and despair, poverty, natural disasters. We're on the brink of a global economic depression. In these harrowing times, many people turn to religion, but I say that's the problem. God's asleep at the goddamn wheel! And now I've got some evidence to prove my point. Police say God was arrested near a Tampa church for selling cocaine. God has become a junkie!
How many women out there have had a junkie? There's nothing to be ashamed of. There's no limit to love. Just me and my junkie. Just me and my junkie.
Doris Luann had it right all along. We need to get him some help. You know, I hear A&E has a whole documentary series about interventions.
My name is God, G-O-D. I've been on cocaine for about 2 years now. It's a way for me to cope. How many prayers do you think I hear a day? 50,000? 150,000? No. Try 13.5 million prayers a day. I hear all of that. I just need some way to cope, so it's not a big deal. Please, God, fix my cancer. Please, God, don't let Jimmy die. Please, God, let me win the lottery. I love that one. How many times do you think I hear that a day? Too many.
Actually, the story goes something like this. Authorities began investigating God Lucky Howard. That's his full name. And he was arrested on Saturday. Police say he sold the cocaine to undercover detectives in his neighborhood. Something God would not do. He would not make that mistake. When officers searched his home, they reported finding another 22 grams of cocaine and a scale. Jail records show Howard was charged with several counts, drug possession and distribution, which includes increased charges for being within 1,000 feet of a church, a school, and public housing. He was being held on a bond of $86,500. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Tacoma, Washington. A burglar named Captain Jack Sparrow is back in jail, accused of identification theft, bribery, and possession of marijuana. According to probable cause documents, James Brandon D'Angelo was pulled over on a traffic stop at Tacoma on Friday. When officers searched his vehicle, about 4.5 grams of marijuana were found. During a search of D'Angelo, documents said an officer found two credit cards that were not in D'Angelo's name in one of his pockets. While one officer was checking on the status of the credit cards, D'Angelo said, "Look, I'll give you guys $200 just to let me go right now. Just throw the weed away and you can keep the credit cards." That didn't work. D'Angelo then was promptly arrested on bribery charges. D'Angelo earned his nickname after he was captured on video trying to break into a Lakewood coffee shop in November 2007. The owner of the shop later released a video of the incident with a humorous voiceover, hoping to track down D'Angelo. In the video, he was dressed similar to the character from the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. D'Angelo remains in the Pierce County Jail. Now, I understand if you're going to rob someplace, you don't want people to recognize your face, so you might want to dress up in a disguise. However, you don't want to put on an outfit that's so outrageous that it's going to draw more attention to you. Some sort of Disney character costume getup. I feel like there should be a school, some sort of training ground for criminals. Legally, we might run into some stumbling blocks, but there's a lot of money, I think, in that idea. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaking ease.
Hey, I'm not disclosing my name, but I'm from Maine, and I know that train story is really freaking old, but I am a brand new subscriber, and I happen to know Destiny and Rachel. And you're about right when it comes to their personalities. They're not smart whatsoever. My brother used to go to school with them. And Paris Hilton, oh, God.
Is smarter.
Shoot them before they reproduce. All right, well, I love your show. And I just wanted to let you know that these girls really are stupid. And, yeah. All
there
right,
you go. Someone who went to school with the two girls who got ran over on the train tracks because they fell asleep. All right, next up.
Hi, Timmy. My advice for people who are reusing catheters, call Liberator. It'll change your life. Jagoo!
Jagoo! I can't believe she mentioned that because I just ran across that YouTube video. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, it's a commercial. Here it is.
I was devastated. I had to reuse catheters for the rest of my life.
Holly was forced to reuse catheters. Her health benefits didn't cover her for a new sterile catheter every time she had to cath.
Ugh.
I was so sick.
Every time she had to cath.
So sick of boiling and drying and reusing old catheters.
Ugh.
Plus, I was getting urinary tract infections. Then my mom called. She read about Liberator Medical Supply.
What the fuck?
Well, I was nervous about calling.
How many people are affected by this particular problem that there needs to be a commercial and a service that provides you with new catheters?
Well, these strangers, they quickly became my friends. Oh. Now I was qualified for a new sterile catheter every time I had to cath.
A new Medicare ruling now qualifies you for a new sterile catheter every time you cath.
Yay! Thank you, Medicare!
Now, 800-683-4701. 800-683-4701.
My advice to everyone who has to reuse catheters, call Liberator.
Kill yourself. That's my advice. I can't imagine having to cath myself. Oh, no, no. Cheryl Murkowski really needs to call that number and ask them about their catheter kits.
Hey, Tim. Adam from Virginia. Just saw a bum on a cell phone and wanted to hit him with my yard.
Love the show.
Yeah, you know, I was watching that show Intervention, and there was a crack addict on there. And he was homeless, of course, and even he has a cell phone. He panhandles, and he's still able to pay his cell phone bill. You know, I was reading something, and I think, if I read this correctly, the average New York homeless person pockets about $100 a day when they panhandle. Isn't that sad? I'm totally in the wrong business. Homeless people are better off than me, although I kind of panhandle with a sideshow business.
Hey, Tim, I just want to let all those idiots that hate it when you say email instead of voicemail, I want to let them know that the other day on the Sideshow exclusive show, you said voicemail. So all those assholes should just go ahead and subscribe to the Sideshow and shut up already.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, I think, didn't I also read an actual email on the show, too?
Hey, Tim. So this is your underage listener, Laura from Philly.
Hi, Laura.
And I just recently slept with a juggalo who wasn't dressed up in makeup or whatever, don't worry.
Thank God.
And the baby's name that died, with the last name Lotus or whatever, that's actually based after a band that I was invited to go see, Dark Lotus. I don't really understand it, but it's a weird community.
Well, wait, was he a good lay, at least? Let's do just a couple more and we'll get out of here.
Hey, Tim. You know those Japanese chicks the other day that were calling each other stupid?
Yes.
They were spitting on each other. That's what was happening. Anyway, heavy load rocks!
All right. Guy very proud of his heavy loads. Or something I don't understand.
Dear Casey, this may seem like a strange request, but I assure you I'm quite sincere, and it would mean a lot if you could play it. Recently, we had a death in our family. He was a little hard drive named Snuggles, but he was most definitely a part of my computer. Anyway, this is Jerry Generic, and I had a big hard drive crash a week ago, and I'm trying to rebuild my DV archive now.
Yes.
So,
okay.
If you could post January 2007, like somewhere in the Sideshow archive, that's the only month I'm missing right now.
Absolutely. We're due for a little update there, huh?
I've been listening to some old episodes of DV lately, and I think we're coming up on the 3-year anniversary of the first appearance of Casey Kasem on the show.
Oh, wow.
It should be the 29th.
All right, well, we'll have to commemorate that. We'll play it again or something.
Jigoo, Tim, it's the gay black Jewish Nazi for Christ in Canada calling.
Yes.
You've mentioned a couple of times on your podcast about how you've got one dog that keeps eating its own shit and eats the other dogs as well. Part of the problem with that is probably the branded dog food that you're feeding him. I used to work in the pet industry for
a
number of years. And you find that if you're feeding your dog like a really crappy branded dog food, they're not digesting half of the stuff that's in there, and it comes out in their shit. And they sniff it, and it's food, and then they eat it again.
I thought Canada was like one of the best food you can give your fucking dog.
The easiest way to correct the problem is just have a look at the feeding guide on the side of the dog food that you're feeding your dog now and compare it to something a little bit more expensive. And what you'll probably find is
Sir, you are wrong because I am feeding my dog expensive dog food. I was so excited to get a goddamn dog. I was like, only the best for my puppy. And I'm regretting that move. Fucking dog eats better than I do. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Watch you guys, do you always show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it no good?
The most sexist thing about me is my intelligence.
Vote for us a podcast. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. If you guys are Sideshow members, stick around for extended content. Tomorrow we've got a Sideshow exclusive program, so non-paying members will get a best of show, and we'll be back on Friday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Now for something completely different. We've got sluts with nuts.